You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Happy Thursday, everyone. That's right. It's Thursday. July 4th weekend is coming up. So we're doing this episode a little bit early. Thank you so much for tuning in to another segment. Today we're going to be doing a new music, new weekend episode. I know it's been some time, but there has been so much good music that has come out in recent months. We just completely have to cover it and also talk about the releases of June this month before heading into July. Just so many thoughts there. Before we get into that, though, I want to thank today's sponsor, DistroKid. For anyone who works on music, you need to listen up because DistroKid is waiting for you, and I personally don't know what you are waiting for. Their service will put your music on streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music. They'll also help you find a larger audience and even get those verified artist pages, your lyrics on social media platforms like Instagram, and so much more. And the best part is, although DistroKid is putting your music on those platforms like Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, you name it, they do not take a cut of the earnings that you make from streaming. All of the money that you earn from streaming will go straight to you. All you have to do is pay an affordable annual membership fee. That's right, you get to keep your money, just pay that annual membership fee, and you can even use my discount code for 7% off your first year's membership. All you have to do is type in distrokid.com/VIP/AlwaysAlessandra, or if you're feeling lazy like me, you can click the link on my link tree, which is all over social media, and you'll get the discount. Back to today's episode, we are chatting about the new music that has come out so far this year, but specifically in June, all of the music that I love, my favorites from new albums, and I also want to know what music you guys are listening to and what your favorites are. DM me and let me know after this segment, but let's get into it. So let's start with Chris Brown's new album, Breezy. It just got released like a week ago. He has so many features on this album. As per usual, he's killing it. Lil Baby, Lil Wayne, Wizkid, Lil Durk, Bryson Tiller. I mean, I can go on forever. Jack Harlow, Tory Lanez, 24 songs, which is totally like Chris. He always does it over the top. That's why I love his music. I love him. And some of my favorites from this album are definitely Iffy. I know that was a big one, but still one of my favorites. I also, obviously, if you know me, you know I love Jack Harlow. So Psychic with Jack Harlow, that's another favorite of mine. And I love Her, so Closure with Her. I mean, those are just some of my favorites off of that album. Speaking of Jack Harlow, he released his album Come Home, The Kids Miss You in early May, and I'm still obsessed with it. Some of my favorites from that one are Like a Blade of Grass, I'd Do Anything to Make You Smile, and obviously Dua Lipa and First Class. Pretty much the whole album. I think he killed it. That album is doing super well on streaming platforms, millions and millions of streams on each song. And he never disappoints. So, Jack, keep killing it. I guess while we're on the subject of rap, we'll talk about Drake's new album, Honestly Nevermind. And Honestly Nevermind, I don't have much to say about it. I thought it was kind of disappointing. Definitely not one of my favorite projects from him. What do you guys think, though? I know some people love it. Others were also very disappointed. So let me know what you guys think about that one, because I know it's controversial. I've read reviews that say that it's amazing, it's awful. I don't know. I'm just not a fan personally, but obviously everyone has their own opinion. So let me know what you guys think about that one. Moving right along in the rap category, one of my favorites, Post Malone, released 12 Karat Toothache. First of all, I love that name for an album. So unique. And I think he has so many amazing songs on this album. I was very impressed. I love Posty, but this was over the top amazing. I think my favorite off of this album is Wrapped Around Your Finger, but I also absolutely love I Like You with Doja Cat and the two of them together. I didn't think that was a collab I needed. I didn't really think of them collaborating, but now I hope they do more stuff together because that song is killer. I mean, he also has some amazing other artists featured on this album, like The Weeknd, The Kid Laroi, Gunna, Roddy Ricch. It's just, he's over the top, and I need to see this performed live. I don't know if you guys heard, he's going on tour, so I'm hoping to get to one of those shows. Very excited to see what's next for Post, because I don't know how he's going to top this, but, you know, somehow he will. Moving into the pop aspect of, you know, new releases and recent releases, we have to talk, absolutely have to talk about Tate McRae's debut album, I Used to Think I Could Fly. I love Tate. I think she's killing it right now. She's definitely one of the top female artists, at least in my book. But this album completely blew me away. She has so many good tracks. Obviously, Feel Like Shit was a hit before this album came out. It was one of the singles. So that's featured on here, but I was just so shocked. Some of my other favorites from this album are obviously She's All I Wanna Be, one of the lead singles that came out before the full album was released. But personal favorites, You're So Cool, that's my favorite. What's Your Problem is another good one, and What Would You Do? But honestly, I could listen to this whole album forever. While we're talking about pop, we obviously need to mention the king of pop right now, Harry Styles. Harry's House was released in May, and I don't know about you guys, but I haven't been able to stop listening to it. I feel like this was Harry's best album yet. Obviously, I know that's controversial. People are like, how could you say that that's better than Fine Line? But in my opinion, this is Harry's strongest album that he's released yet. The vibe, it's very cohesive, and this is an album that I feel like I will go back and listen to even 5 years from now, whereas, you know, Harry's first album, I kind of stopped listening to a few years ago, and sometimes I'll listen to a few songs on it, but that's not something that I'm going to listen to in full years after it was released. This album has so many solid tracks on it. The whole album is incredible. The production is insane. I just feel like he really put his heart and soul into this project, and that's why I love it so much. Some of my favorites off of this one: Satellite, Daydreaming, Daylight, obviously Late Night Talking. He's got like that David Bowie vibe in that one, and I just love the influences he took into this album. I have so many good things to say about Harry's House. If you haven't heard it yet, you're probably living under a rock, but please go listen to it. I think you'll love it, even if you don't typically listen to pop music. This is just such a solid release. I was so impressed. Shifting over to alternative, Machine Gun Kelly released the deluxe version of Mainstream Sellout very recently. And I personally love the new tracks that he added. I think that album was already amazing, and those tracks just gave it that push to be even better. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I loved it. He added two original songs, Nine Lives and More Than Life. I actually just saw him perform at Madison Square Garden, and I think he absolutely killed it. If you're debating seeing him on tour, I would say just do it. It's kind of unlike anything I've seen before. I mean, the guy comes in on a helicopter, he gets off the stage, off this ladder that's hanging off of the helicopter, and he performs so many songs in the perfect amount of time. He just puts his heart into every single performance. You could see he leaves it all out on that stage. I thought it was an amazing show. I'm seeing him two more times on this tour. Worth every penny, in my opinion. He actually did perform More Than Life, and I thought the live version was also incredible as well. So if you're on the fence, please go buy a ticket if you can and go see this man perform. You will not regret it. I promise you that. It might be a little crazy, but still, I thought he was fantastic. But speaking of Mainstream Sellout, I thought that album was really, really good. Did I think it was better than Tickets to My Downfall? Personally, no. I really love Tickets to My Downfall. I thought that was obviously his shift kind of from rap to alternative, so it marked the beginning of a new era. But on top of that, I just think he tapped into this whole new world, and I love more of the songs on that album. But I think that this album was also amazing, and I could listen to this album for a really, really long time. So both really great projects. I hate to compare them, but some of my favorites on this one were definitely Maybe, Drug Dealer, Makeup Sex, and Fake Love Don't Last. As always, Machine Gun Kelly has so many great features on this album. Bring Me the Horizon, Lil Wayne, Willow, Black Bear. I mean, he got everybody and anybody, and he's on tour right now with Avril and Ian Dior. And I know also on the tour he had Black Bear. Travis Barker is going to join him for a few dates, hopefully, if everything's okay with his health. Prayers for Travis. And yeah, Willow as well. He's doing amazing things, and I hope that he extends this tour personally because he did not do enough dates in the tri-state area. I would have loved to see him two nights in a row. That's how good that show was. So, great, great album by MGK, great deluxe version, and yeah. All right, guys, let's talk about some singles that have come out recently, moving on from the whole album and project aspect of this segment. We're just going to talk about some singles that I've been impressed with that have come out recently. Personally, I was blown away by Honest, Justin Bieber, featuring Don Toliver. That's one of my favorite songs right now. I just love Justin and Don's collaboration skills. Like, they just kill it every single time they work together, and I hope they do more projects together in the future. Another great song that came out recently, very powerful, emotional, Die First by Nessa Barrett. If you follow me on YouTube, I actually just covered it, so please go check it out. Let me know if you like it. Really, really like that song. She's been teasing it for a while. I think that she needs to release this album ASAP. I don't know how you guys feel. I can't wait any longer. We have to talk about the new Beyonce song too, Break My Soul. What a summer banger. She kills it every time. We've been missing Beyonce. She returns. At first I heard it and I was like, okay, this is good. Second time around, obsessed. So I hope she releases new music super soon and just continues to release new stuff. Another one that surprised me, Demi Lovato's Skin of My Teeth. This new Demi era is going to be incredible. I just know that. And I can't wait for their album that comes out super soon. Skin of My Teeth, though, that's a hit. This is a totally new era for Demi. I feel like they're stepping back into the whole Get Back 2009 vibe. And I'm here for it. Let's rock out, Demi. Other songs I've been listening to, gotta shout out Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill. If you guys haven't seen Stranger Things, you're probably like, what is up with this song? Why are people listening to this? It's from the 80s. What's going on? Please go watch Stranger Things and you will get the obsession. Running Up That Hill, I'm listening to it all the time. Way too much, honestly. Also, I really like Dixie's release. I thought that album was pretty good. And Wild on that album is definitely a hit. I like that song a lot. So check out that album. I didn't really know what to expect, but my favorite from it is definitely Wild. I guess my last mention will be a collaboration between Griffin and Olivia O'Brien for Caught Up. I haven't been able to stop listening to that song. I think it's amazing, and I did not see that collaboration coming. I know she always kind of works with a lot of top producers, but I didn't really think about Griffin, and that song is amazing. That's basically it, guys. That's what I'm listening to right now. I loved all those albums. Well, for the most part, sorry, Drake. And I feel like new music is coming very soon, so I can't wait to see who releases a project in the next couple months. We'll do another one of these before the summer ends. What are you guys listening to, though? DM me your favorite songs. I love listening to new music and discovering new artists. So let me know what you guys are listening to and what's been impressing you lately. And I will be keeping my eye out for new projects, albums, and singles coming out throughout the rest of the summer so we can do another one before summer 2022 wraps. I can't believe July is coming up so soon. Literally, it's tomorrow. I don't know if you guys live in the tri-state area, but this weather makes it feel like it's not summer yet. So I hope that turns around real soon. I hope you guys have an amazing July 4th weekend. You're celebrating and enjoying just the summer in general. And as always, stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.